Hey everyone, it's March 22nd, and Colossians 3 that we've been talking about, therefore as God's chosen people, aren't you glad you're chosen? Holy and dearly loved, aren't you glad you're holy and dearly loved? Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Today, we're going to talk about humility. It's ironic to me that if you look clear in the New Testament, in 1 Peter chapter 5, it says this, all of you clothe yourselves, there it is again, with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. So in 1 Peter, it's quoting Proverbs 3:34 that says, God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. But did you notice it says it again? Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. So what does humility look like? Well, as I think about humility, humility is not focusing on me. Humility is not having to be right or having to be the center of attention. Humility is not talking about myself as much. Humility is listening instead of talking. I love this quote from Timothy Keller about humility. Humility is so shy. If you begin talking about it, it leaves. Humility is so shy. If you begin talking about it, it leaves. God calls us to be humble. God calls us to humble ourselves before Him. The Bible tells us, humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. Him lifting you up instead of you lifting you up. But we are called to humble ourselves to the point that the Word tells us to humble ourselves to the point that others, it looks as if we're putting ourselves below other people. We think of others more than we think of ourselves. So in what area of your life do you need to have humility? You need to be humble toward God in your relationship with God, maybe giving Him more control? Do you need to clothe yourself with that kind of humility? Do you need to clothe yourself with humility and pride, saying that you've got to be right? Or humility that you've got to have the last word? Or humility that you've got to be heard? Let's humble ourselves before the Lord as we go to prayer together. God, it is in our human nature to be prideful. And when we're prideful, it's impossible for us to clothe ourselves with humility. God, I ask that You would just show us in what area of our lives that we need to have humility, whether it's toward You, Lord, and we need to put ourselves in the right place with You above us instead of equal to us or below us. God, if it's toward our spouse, if we need to humble ourselves and apologize for the treatment that we've given to our spouse, to our girlfriend or boyfriend, to our child, to our parent, to our friends, our co-workers, our bosses, our teachers, whoever it is, Lord, may today we humble ourselves, knowing that You desire that of us. May we clothe ourselves with humility today. We know that that will make You look good, and that's our goal. In Jesus' name, amen.